Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Hugo Goodridge. Thanks for listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Here's what's happening today, Tuesday, October the 20th.
Robin Hood, outlaw of Sherwood Forest and his stalwart band. Robbing the rich to feed the poor, ready to fight for king, for country, or for maiden fair.
A mysterious hacking group that goes by the name Darkside Hackers is believed to have used its skills to extort millions of dollars from a host of different companies. But rather than spending their profits on a lavish lifestyle, the group appears to be playing the role of Robin Hood, giving away at least part of their loot to charities. The gang posted two receipts on the dark web that show Bitcoin deposits worth $10,000 for Children International and the Water Project. The hackers are believed to have used ransomware to attack the IT systems of what they claim to be large profitable companies in an effort to make the world a better place. In a post on the dark web, the hackers wrote, "We think that it's fair that some of the money the companies have paid will go to charity. No matter how bad you think our work is, we are pleased to know that we've helped change somebody's life. Today, we sent our first donations." A spokesperson for Children International said that if the donation is linked to a hacker, we have no intention of keeping it. The Water Project is yet to comment. In honour of the Black Lives Matter movement, PlayStation has released a new theme for all PlayStation 4 owners who want to show their support. The new theme, which is available now for free on the PlayStation Store, uses a black and yellow colour scheme and features a raised clenched fist and the phrase Black Lives Matter in the bottom left-hand corner. This is not the first time that the company has shown its support for the movement. Sony postponed an event for its new PlayStation 5 in June and released a statement in May in which they expressed their solidarity with the cause. Sony was not alone in this, with other video game big hitters like Microsoft, EA, Activision, Blizzard, Nintendo and Rockstar taking similar steps. And for all those who want a truly terrifying night, science is here to help. Scientists have conducted a study to determine what is the scariest movie of all time, and the most bone-chilling fright fest was named as the 2012 film Sinister. The study measured the heart rates of 50 people as they watched 35 different scary films. The average heartbeat of the group was 65 beats per minute, but while watching Sinister, the average heartbeat rose by 32% to 86 beats per minute. If it's jump scares you're looking for, then 2010's Insidious would be your best bet, with the subject's heart rate going as high as 133 beats per minute during those scares. The 2012 film Sinister stars Ethan Hawke and Juliette Rylance, and follows a washed-up true crime writer who finds a box of Super 8 home movies in his new home that suggests the murder that he is currently researching is the work of a serial killer whose work dates back to the 1960s. Other films that made the top 10 include The Conjuring, Hereditary, Paranormal Activity, The Babadook, The Descent, and The Visit. If you're enjoying Tech and Science Daily, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. As the US presidential election approaches, politicians on all sides are doing everything that they can to ensure that as many people as possible get out and vote. US Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is no different and has asked people on Twitter to join her on Twitch to play Among Us. Among Us has recently become wildly popular and is now one of the most played games on Twitch. Set on a spaceship, a group of players are tasked with completing activities, while one...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
One or two imposters attempt to sabotage their crewmates' efforts. It is the objective of the team to work out who is the imposter and eject them from the spaceship. Ocasio-Cortez launched her channel on Twitch, and within 6 hours, she managed to get an impressive 140,000 followers. But this isn't the first time that she has been involved in the platform. Earlier last year, the Congresswoman called into a live Twitch stream to discuss trans rights with another gamer.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a no-brainer. Trans rights are civil rights are human rights.
Woo! Thank you so much for saying that.
She hasn't streamed any content yet, but has said that she plans for her first stream to be tonight. Ocasio-Cortez isn't alone in seeing the potential of Twitch, with both Bernie Sanders and President Trump establishing channels on the platform. Next, Japan's chief government spokesman said on Tuesday the country will put cyber attack countermeasures in place to make sure the Tokyo Olympics are a success. Britain and the United States on Monday condemned what they said were a series of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence, including attempts to disrupt the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics. The games were originally set for this year but postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Chief Cabinet Secretary Katsunobu Kato told a news conference that Japan was in close contact with the United States and United Kingdom over the issue and was gathering and analysing information, but did not give further details. British officials said on Monday the hackers from Russia's GRU military intelligence agency had also conducted cyber reconnaissance operations against Tokyo Games organisers. And finally, Llama Drama, the true story of a 5,500-mile cycling odyssey through South America, has been chosen from a record number of entries as the winner of the 2020 Amazon Kindle Storyteller Award in the UK. The travelogue is the fourth book from Gloucester-based athlete and adventurer Anna McNuff, who has also chronicled running the length of New Zealand and cycling through every state in the USA. The judges chose the winning book from a shortlist selected with significant input from readers, with reviews and ratings taken into account. The judging panel included TV presenter and author Claudia Winkleman, best-selling authors LJ Ross and Mark Dawson, and last year's Kindle Storytelling Award winner Ian W. Sainsbury. You're up to date. Tech and Science Daily is back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for The Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.